The exact time of creation and the Golubac fortress's builders remain unknown. The fortress was first mentioned in written sources at the beginning of the 14th century. More precisely in 1335, which was the time of intense Serbian-Hungarian conflicts along the Danube's borders. On medieval maps, its name is written in different languages. In each language, the word pigeon is the root of each name. The mystery of the fortress's name is explained only by medieval legends. One of these legends tells a story about unrequited love in which the Ottoman commander of the city fell in love with a beautiful local woman named Golubana. Refusing to enter the commander's harem, Golubana was punished by being tied to a rock in the middle of the Danube to repent, dying there. The fortress was named Golubac after her. The stone that still sticks out of the Danube to this day was named Baba Kai, meaning repent in Turkish. In the architecture of the fortress itself, there is a general division into the inner fortification, which is further east, and the outer fort, which visitors encounter first. The highest and main defensive tower, the so-called Hat Tower or Şeşir Kule, belongs to the inner part of the fortress and is located in the highest zone, the so-called upper compound. In contrast, the palace is in the lower, coastal part. The outer fortification, the part of the fortress closer to us when we approach it, was the most exposed to attacks. Its primary role was to protect the fortress. The outer fortification was accessed through the first or main gate.